Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So many people talking about what is going to happen in April. And a lot of people are also talking about kids, whether they're in school or not in school. Getting on the bus, getting off the bus. Is it safe? Is it not safe? Should they be at home? Should we do remote school? So we decided what we need to do is to go to people who understand this from a physiological standpoint. And talk to the experts. And that's why we are being joined now by Dr. Ellen Butts, who is an assistant professor of ophthalmology at the Pitt School of Medicine, and talking about eclipse safety when it comes to potentially viewing this astrological event. Dr. Butts, thank you very much for making time for us today on KDK. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me, Rick.
So why do we need to be concerned, first of all and foremost? I mean, I remember as a kid, mom and dad would say, don't stare directly at the sun. Don't stare directly. And you do it anyway. And then you have a few spots and you feel like, well, maybe that wasn't such a great idea. But it's different in an eclipse. Why?
Absolutely, it is. So our ability to view the sun during the eclipse, we can stare at it longer. There's a lot of obstruction from the light, but the damage can occur very quickly, especially you mentioned children. For kids, it can take a matter of a second for damage to occur. And it's not painful. That's why, you know, we can keep staring, but the damage can occur quickly, and it can be short term or it can be long term. This damage can cause blurry blind spots in the center of our vision. And there's really no known treatment for solar retinopathy or the damage that occurs due to staring at the sun, staring at the eclipse specifically.
Solar retinopathy, is that temporary or is that something that you're going to have for the rest of your life?
Sure. So it can be short term. It can also be long term. The last eclipse that I was here for I was in Florida for it. I had several patients afterwards, even though we thought we did a really good job of educating the community that came in with solar retinopathy afterwards. And it really is a tough pill to swallow because patients say, oh, I thought I could just peek around the sunglasses. I had the right sunglasses. I just wanted to look at it for a second. It didn't even hurt. But now I have this blurry spot. Is it ever going to go away? And essentially, we've burned the retina. So a lot of these cases are long term. This blurred spot in the center of our vision is not going to go away.
Help us to understand, for those that don't understand the physiology of the eye, the role that the retina plays and why does it get damaged by looking at an eclipse?
Sure. Great question. So the retina, I always think of it as the film of the eye. So you can have a perfect set of glasses, you can have a perfect cataract surgery, but if your retina is damaged, you aren't going to see well. So if you think of a camera with film and the film is not functioning appropriately, you take a photograph, that photograph, once you get it developed in an old-fashioned camera, it's never going to look as it should if the film is not functioning appropriately. And the same thing with the retina. So if you have damage to the retina, essentially a burn through your photoreceptors, your rods and your cones, you are not going to see in that area because your rods and cones are essential for you to be able to have sight.
And if I were to translate that into 2024, if you have a memory card that doesn't have enough capacity and you take a picture on your digital camera, you're not going to be able to see it as clearly as if you had a higher capacity. I mean, it's just another way of saying the same kind
sure,
of thing
sure.
about film, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So if your memory card is water damaged, mm-hmm. per se, you know, mm-hmm. it's not going to work appropriately. You can't get it to process that image appropriately. That's exactly right.
You're clearly a photographer, aren't you?
I don't know about that. Amateur, maybe.
Maybe you like to take pictures. So help us. What then do scientists, I mean, NASA looks at these things. Scientists obviously want to know what it looks like. We see pictures of it. So what do they do? How do they protect? You can't go out there walking around with a welder's mask on, or maybe you should.
Sure, sure. So there are two certified, if you will, glasses that can be used that NASA tells us are safe. It's the ISO 12312-2 or the ISO 12312-2015. So these are directly from NASA's website. And if you go on their website, you can click Pennsylvania and they can tell you where to get these glasses. But I think something that's really important to note is that we really don't even feel that children should be directly viewing the eclipse even through these glasses since they are so susceptible to damage. We highly recommend the pinhole method for viewing for children, which will be the safest way for them and really help them to eliminate the risk of damage, and always supervise your child during the eclipse.
What about a mirror? Can you take and reflect the image? Does that take away from it if you are bouncing the light, if you will, and looking at it then through a
call from mom? Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Mirror?
That's a great question. I would say to go with the method that NASA has.
So pinhole is going to be safest. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I would do. I would not use a mirror. I would not use a mirror at all. I would stay clear from that.
Now, are there ways that people can make these pinhole viewers on their own? Or is that something that, again, based on safety, it makes more sense to procure one elsewhere?
No, absolutely. So you can make a pinhole viewer. You can even make it a fun activity with your child using a thick construction paper or a paper plate. One paper plate, you're going to want to put a small hole, maybe using a thumbtack, and the other paper plate leave normal. You're going to have the eclipse behind you, so you're not viewing it. Put the paper plate that has the pinhole next to it, kind of parallel in line with what your eyes would be. The light is going to go through the pinhole, and then the shadow will come on that second piece of paper. And it's kind of a fun game for a kid. And there's many videos online that you can reference, and they can decorate them, make it fun for them, but then knowing that you're doing right by them by keeping them safe.
Dr. Ellen Butts joining us, again, a professor of ophthalmology at the Pitt School of Medicine. Where do you come down on, and I don't want to throw you into the middle of the debate, in terms of schools, should kids be in, should they be out? What do we do for this general safety of our children based on the time of day we anticipate that eclipse to be happening here in Western Pennsylvania?
Sure. I think that's such a tough question because it puts a lot on teachers. They might have 20 kids in their class and they might have five-year-olds. How can they be supervising all of them? Again, and with the time that we're peaking at, the time that we're going to go, that total darkness in about a five-minute period, if a school bus driver's driving during that, there's no time for them to dark adapt. Like we normally have 45 minutes to go from when the sun starts to go down to when we get to darkness at night. We're not having that during the eclipse. 5 minutes is not enough for our retina to dark adapt entirely. Just like on a lesser point of when we shut a light off in a room and then we take time to adapt to that. 5 minutes is a little bit longer than that, but it's still not the 30 minutes that our retina typically needs to dark adapt. So if we think about a bus driver trying to drive the children, keeping them safe, and then if we think about the teachers having to supervise so many kids, I think that's a lot to put on them. Obviously, like you said, don't want to be in the middle of a debate of what school should be doing, but if it was me, you know, I would feel for the teachers having to really supervise kids that are excited and they want to see this, you know, so...
It's a tough spot.
It's a tough decision. Yeah, exactly.
It's a very, very difficult spot. And finally, before I let you go, obviously Erie is in a different position than Pittsburgh geographically and in terms of what they will see. Is the likelihood of more damage to the eye greater in a total situation as to a partial where we are? But even if it's partial, it still doesn't mean it's okay to go look at it. I want to just make sure people
Absolutely.
Hear that.
Yeah, no, I think that's a really important point to make. It doesn't matter, you know, it doesn't matter if there is an eclipse or no eclipse, we shouldn't be staring at the sun, right? So, but with the eclipse, we want to make sure we have the safety glasses if we are going to be viewing the eclipse through them. Another important note is if you have old ISO lenses from, you know, a previous eclipse that you viewed, I would get a new pair because if they're scratched, warped, damaged, anything like that, you're going to let in more light and they're not going to be effective.
A lot of great advice. And Dr. Butts, that's why we wanted to come specifically to somebody who deals with these issues when it comes to our eye and the health of a very, very important thing that we only get one set of them. So we got to make sure that we take good care of them. Thank you very much for being here on KDK and for sharing your expertise with us.
My pleasure.
Yep.
Thank you.
Dr. Ellen Butts. Again, she is an assistant professor of ophthalmology at the Pitt School of Medicine talking to us. And again, even if you've got those ISO glasses, old ones, not necessarily. If they've been in a drawer somewhere, they may have been scratched, they may have been warped, may not give you the protection you think you're going to get. It's really, really sage advice.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.